Well, good afternoon and welcome. In a whole variety of ways, you are indeed the class we've been waiting for. We are thrilled to welcome you here. This is a very special time of year because it is an opportunity for us to welcome into our community new students. And in all kinds of ways, which will become manifest to you over the next several weeks, you will see how enduring that relationship will be. Indeed, it is a lifetime relationship that you're beginning with Lafayette College and with your classmates. So for a variety of reasons, we are delighted to have you here at this, the 180th convocation. The first of these was held on May 9th in 1832, when the first president of the college, George Junkin, welcomed 43 students and three faculty members to the academic year. At the time, students were expected to pay a tuition of $30 each year, and every student had a job. They were all part of what was called the manual training program, which is to say tuition was $30 because you all worked full-time to maintain the college. Lots has changed. We are welcoming today 639 first-year students. We have an overall student body of about 2,350 and well over 200 faculty members who will be teaching you. The institution has changed in all kinds of ways, which is no doubt going to become increasingly evident to you as well. But let me start by talking about what we're doing here today. Why are we in this sweaty gymnasium and not outside? Because it's going to rain. I'm sure it's going to rain. Wearing these robes and holding this kind of solemn event with music and the rest. In part, we honor tradition. In part, we're here to do that because we're celebrating something enduring about the college and its values. In part, we're recognizing that this is the first time all of you have been gathered together to your class, the class of 2015. Among you, you will find lifetime friends and colleagues. You're all strangers now, more or less, but you won't be for long. So part of what we're doing is officially recognizing that this group of 639 individuals has become a class, and that means something. And then, so that's a reason. And another is that this acknowledges that you're joining our community, and there is embedded in that the idea of a rite of passage. Something is happening to you. You're moving from a moment in your life to a very different chapter as members of a college community. What does that actually really mean? Well, in some ways, it's a new identity, but also I would suggest, not unlike your classmates who started in 1832, you have just started a job. This is, in some fundamental ways, a job. If you do it right, it's the best job you'll ever have. But you have responsibilities, you have expectations, and you are called upon to provide effort. And in that sense, I think of it in a good way as a job. And what I really mean by that, and I want you to think about this, college is not something that's going to happen to you. I'm here, I unloaded my stuff in my room, I met my roommate. Let college happen to me now. What am I supposed to do? We provide all kinds of resources. We provide you with shelter and food and faculty. We provide you with a curriculum and a framework. But I would like for you to think about that as a platform. If all you do is go through the paces, you aren't getting a college experience worthy of the degree you will be earning. This is your job for the next year. I'd like to suggest that there are a whole host of things that you can be doing to make this experience a life-enhancing, extraordinary experience. And it isn't all that difficult to do because we have in place all of these things to help you. So I would say, as you think about the year ahead, you have four tasks to think about it. That's all. Four things to get done by May. And I'll give them to you briefly. First of all, develop the skills to be a successful college student. You're all successful high school students. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. But college is a little different. The way in which you engage with material, interact with faculty, and go through the process of learning is different. So you want to focus on building intellectual skills, reading, writing, thinking, analysis, doing problem sets. You want to think about how do you learn best? We all learn differently. Don't study the same way your roommate studies because they seem to always get straight A's. Unless it works for you. We're all different. So think self-consciously about how you learn and develop those skills because you'll get better at it. That's crucial. Learn to manage your time. That's part of it. So the first goal is figure out how to be a college student. The second goal is to embrace this experience as an educational adventure. It's not just four courses a semester and some other stuff. but you should go after the things you're interested in, pick subjects that engage your interest but aren't necessarily safe or ones that you're familiar with. Get out there and try different things, and I think you'll find that to be enormously rewarding, and you'll be amazed at the ways in which it will change you. The third task of my four is to build new relationships. Get to know each other right now. Meet your classmates. You're all new here. You're all strangers. Reach out and get to know people that you don't know already. Reach out to the faculty. You will be surprised, perhaps, to see how welcoming they are, how receptive they are to your initiative. Go see them at office hours. Talk to them after class. Build relationships. They're here to help you have a great experience, but they can't make that happen if you don't show up. So you need to show up. Come see me. Come see the administrators and the staff. We're all here to help make your experience better, and we'd love to meet you. So build new relationships. And then finally, you are now entering a moment in your life where you will have a great deal of freedom and independence. Exercise that privilege responsibly. What you do next, what you do now, is up to you, and you'll have lots of room to do things your own way. Make good decisions, because it matters, because, as I said, this is your job. Do it well. Think carefully about those choices, and you'll find there's a whole world of opportunity. And by the end of the year, you will find you have your own network of friends and support. You have a whole new perspective on how to learn and how to go to college. And you'll have, I think, new insight into yourself as a result of all of that. And that's what we're all here to help foster. So the main message today is we're delighted you're here. We'll help you in this new experience. We're thrilled to do that. So enjoy the moment. You've worked very hard to get here. It is a special moment for all of us, not just you. So welcome and congratulations. It is also...